This commission.
You only attend meetings of this commission.
All right, I would like to call to order the regular Park and Rec Commission meeting at 6:36. Pledge allegiance. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Roll call, please, Gloria.
Certainly.
Okay, Commissioner Barlow is absent. Commissioner Carver is absent. Commissioner Chase.
I'm present.
Commissioner Hillman is absent. Commissioner Mathewson is absent. Commissioner Plank is absent. Commissioner Schober.
Here.
Commissioner Stone.
Here. All right, we do not have a quorum. We'll just run through things again.
We have options.
Can we cancel it?
We can do that too.
Now that everybody, but it, you know.
Sounds like we can do anything.
Questions off the record.
I showed you what to do with the May. Yeah.
What do you think, counselor?
I don't put this on me.
I mean, we could go through things just so we could get some information. Well, let's just run through things.
Okay.
All right. Alterations to the agenda. Can't do that. Remarks from the public. We'll skip the next one. Pete, why don't you share the recreation director's report?
Sure. Start right off by having some bad news there, where we have a temporary freeze on our budgets. So anything we purchase that goes through the general fund has to be approved by the mayor and the finance director. That will not affect our summer camp staff payroll, however. Consumables, yes, but not staff, which is the good news. Again, our Easter egg hunts were extremely successful, both of them. We had probably 250 in the afternoon one and 63 at the night one. Everybody had a great time. The Masons were awesome for us again. So they actually purchased 10 $15 movie tickets for us for the nighttime egg hunt as prizes, in addition to paying for half the eggs, which we have 6,000 of them. That we use for the two hunts. The backboard discharges, I don't think we should wait until the freeze ends.
I don't think anybody here knows. One of the two backboards at Desjardins got broken.
Yeah.
Have no clue who did it.
No.
Have a clue about when it was done?
Actually, about the time the police actually had to respond down there for a disturbance, and they actually made an arrest on the court. That's how we knew it was broken. So they informed Public Works, and they sent the crew down that Saturday to clean it up. And when I asked, they said, there is money in our general fund to replace it. It's about just under $1,700. But because of the freeze, I couldn't use that funding. And I really don't want us to wait 4 months before we replace it. It'd make us look foolish. So revenue would be.
So who has authority to use the special revenue? I mean, because usually we vote on that.
Yeah.
Well, but. You know, we were trying to authorize money for the new building shed that we haven't been able to do, and we can't do it tonight.
Right.
We're not going to be able to vote on anything tonight.
Either
way.
I
mean, can the mayor or finance just authorize money out of that fund?
No, I think they need our permission to do that.
So, I mean, we can't do anything for another month.
It is interesting as well that I read only by way of newspaper reporting the text of the mayor's funding freeze. I have not read it word for word, but, you know, under our charter authority to transfer funds from account to account, had we been able to vote tonight, we might have been able to do that. If, you know, I'm not sure that I believe that that funding freeze applies to departments, not necessarily.
You know, this is where
with appropriation.
I have to rely on your skills in that area because.
I mean, it's a moot point because we can't take
we
any
have,
action.
If you, I remember we used to have to vote on transferring money, and then all of a sudden we stopped doing that, and finance just did it. So
it's our authority. It's not finance.
But they've been doing it for 2 years now. We haven't voted to move a penny out of any line item to another line.
That should stop.
Mm-hmm. I think with the new person will truly will be fine with that, with us doing it.
Yeah, so, I mean, I wish, you know, I know everybody here would vote yes to do that, but we can't. So we
right.
That's going to sit there another month, unfortunately.
So, yeah, that's and it only takes about 3 days from the order being put in to it being delivered. So it's not like a long time.
The ones up here, up at Camp Oakdale took a little longer, right?
Yeah. They
were. Those are different. The ones at Desjardins
are
fixed.
Those are fixed still.
Yeah.
Those were.
Yeah.
It's still a 2-3 person job to put one up because they're a little heavy.
Yeah. Okay.
So the police, you know, couldn't shed any light on whether that damage happened as part of the incident they responded.
Correct. Yeah, they had no idea. They happened to see it, so they made.
And there's no cameras. It's, you know, one of the long delayed.
Yeah, we had thought
it's going to happen soon.
Yeah.
Yeah, we thought about using someone's ring on their. On their house, but because it sits in a bowl, it's actually behind the houses. There are no cameras from neighbors. So, yeah. All the fields are open and being played upon, except for Field 7, which is still slightly soggy.
Squishy.
A little squishy. And we have a big event coming up, the Mix of Sticks for lacrosse, at the end of the month. They'll be using both 1, 2, 3, 4, and football field for that event. And I've started the interviews for summer camp jobs, and the CLA is preparing their documents for the Camp Oakdale parking lot for the $1.15 million that we got from the grant. So we got $1.15 million, but we didn't get all $3.8. Planning didn't get theirs at all, so I was surprised because theirs was only $250,000. Yeah. Pays to know low people in high places, I guess. So that's about it.
Any questions? Okay. Report from finance. The only thing folks we need to know is we can't spend any money right now.
Yeah. Yeah, all the
now,
the
if we could
approve good.
It, you think we could spend money out of Fundo 78?
Yeah, I can do that now. I mean, the council does not control that. So
would that violate the freeze?
I already asked the mayor, and he said, because I knew what the answer was going to be when I asked him. I said, so can I buy it? Because otherwise the town's going to look foolish leaving it broken for 4 months.
Yeah.
And he says, "You special revenue," and I'm like, "Yeah, that's what I thought you'd say."
Okay. So are you saying it'll be done then?
Yeah, I'm going to just order it because we had to get the number of the backboard was slightly different than the other two, or the other four, I should say. So we had to go back and look it up, and that took a while because it came as one lump sum. So they had to split it out. So
well, I guess that's what I mean. Can you purchase something out of special revenue?
You certainly don't
need our approval.
Nope.
Okay.
No.
Well, okay.
I think it's really, you know, it's a big number. I'm not going to do that. But.
To Rocky's point, that way it gets done in time for the
correct
use period. At the same time,
doesn't make us look
There's all kinds of theories about repairing broken things and so forth.
Well, that normally would come out of maintenance, and he has maintenance money, but he can't spend it right now.
In terms of, you know, responding to vandalism by fixing it, responding to graffiti by removing it, and so forth. Right. And I think it's important not to have that.
So can you authorize the $10,000 for the electrical work, or is that too much?
I think that would be too much.
Yeah, I usually don't go over 5.
Yeah, over 5,000 has,
One of the, we'll come up to it, but we've had a couple month request to help fund the electrical work. Now, my guess, John doesn't have his half of the money now. If his funding got froze. So, you know, we're trying to push the shed over the finish line, and it's just going to sit there all summer.
I think he's going to be able to do it, though.
Not if he doesn't have any money.
Well, I think that
he has to get the electrical work done, or he can't get a CO.
Well, he seemed pretty optimistic at the council meeting on Monday.
Even with the funding freeze?
Yeah.
I wanted to say he's one of the reasons we're over budget, but, I mean, God is one of the reasons we're over budget because of all the snow. He really has nothing to do with it, so I'm sorry, John. I was just kidding. Anyway, all right. Any questions on finance report? All right, May newsletter.
I have some. Yeah, the April, just take that out.
Carnival stuff, farmers market. I didn't really have any comments on it? Anybody ever?
The June one's going to be packed because every weekend we have a special event going on. Food truck festival, community tag sale, the carnival, summer camp, all starting bang, 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 all 4 weeks. So that one's going to be a
big one. A little off subject. Does the community booklet go away? Is that gone now? I thought you were having trouble with the day on that.
The day we sent all our stuff in, April 1st was our deadline. We all met that deadline. They are out taking over the advertising now, going out and getting people to buy an ad to go into to help offset the cost. Normally by this time we would have had a proof of it. We do not have that yet. And I guess they're having some struggles getting people to cough up money to advertise because their advertising rates would be
we're at their mercy
higher than us.
We're at their mercy before
right
we
now.
See anything.
Yeah, the plan is to have it out that first Thursday in May, whatever that date is. I don't exactly know off the top of my head, but it would go into the Times as an insert. So they usually print about 7,000 of those.
Okay. Any questions on the main newsletter? All right, unfinished business. All these are just ongoing. Pickleball parking improvement, large pavilion phase one parking. Those we have, I think we're still kind of going through the state bonding process, right?
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
But we're trying to get plans done so that we can get real cost estimates to see if this is even enough money to do either one of those projects. So that's
the pickleball parking lot was completed end of last week. I think I forwarded you the
right
the plan,
but they had to get passed to a couple other
correct.
agencies, and I don't know if they can send that out to get quotes or not. Probably not.
Yeah, because the advertising costs money, so depending on the spending freeze.
I heard you don't have to do it in the paper anymore.
You don't.
They don't?
No.
Oh.
They just pass a bill.
I don't know when that's effective.
It's been signed off on. I don't know if it goes into effect July 1st.
Oh, good question.
But they just did that, so.
No, notices don't have to go
on
the
website now.
Oh, or won't have to go in the paper anymore.
Won't have to go in the paper. Go on the website, and that's it now.
Well, that'll save land use some money then.
Well, it didn't make the papers too happy, because that's a large source of revenue.
I was going to say their lobbyists must have lost their clout big time.
That's not good.
One newspaper by the end of the
That's where I go. I actually read the notices every day.
Yeah.
Because they're right there. You don't have to go hunting to everybody's website. But anyway, so, you know, we're trying to keep those projects inching along. The pickleball camera project,
Yeah.
Is that just creeping along?
You got to find an electrical path and a pole. Pole's like $4,000 to buy one. Then they need to put the conduit down and get the electrical to the building.
And that's to put the camera at the pickleball courts.
Correct.
And nowhere else.
Right. The one that's supposed to be for the large pavilion would go on the building, so we won't need a pole. And electrical is already there.
But is that part of the same project? Or
no? I thought it was, but I haven't seen Bill in a while.
I mean, obviously, all these facilities need cameras on them. And
right.
We're way behind as far as having them. We have a lot of money invested in these facilities, and
yes, yep.
So this particular 26250 is really just for the pickleball courts, okay?
Oh, Pete, despite Rocky's mention of a camera at the large pavilion, is it possible, or maybe it's already been planned, that would be installed in such a way that the view encompasses the bathroom area, because I know in the past we've experienced vandalism there.
Yeah, the thought initially was, and I haven't seen the plans because they haven't gotten that far, would be for the camera to be right on that corner closest to the pavilion, mm-hmm. and it go in two different directions.
Great.
So it would not only cover the bathrooms, but across the street too, in case, you know, someone goes there with their car and decides to make some circles and donuts.
The sad thing is the cameras really aren't all that expensive. It's if you don't have internet connections, that's where the cost is. That's what the problem is.
Yeah. We actually have our first rental of the pavilion this weekend.
Pickleball privacy screen, that's ongoing. I'm not sure if they're planning on putting basically four big portable
windscreens,
basically. They're planning on putting I don't want to say advertising, but they're going to identify
Town of Montville,
and probably put the QR code on there.
And the
that won't be too obnoxious, I hope.
I hope not, no.
We could always turn it around if it is.
But putting that on increases the cost from what's listed there to $3,200. So that's another thing we'd have to deal with.
We approved $2,500. Yeah. So if it's more than that, you'll have to use your judgment on your authority, Pete. Camp Otho parking improvements, Pete talked about that. They're trying to put the bid package together for that, right?
Correct.
We talked a little bit about the Camp Oakdale maintenance building. It's been dragging along. It needs to get electrical work so they can get the emergency exits lit and all that stuff before they can get a CO. So I don't know when that's going to happen. But you're pretty confident John has.
So at the council meeting, he seemed confident that things were going to move along with that, especially with our help with that money.
Well, he needs a tent, right? But I mean, did he hear that there's a?
I can't answer.
Spending
that.
Freeze.
Well, I think those decisions are made by the mayor and the finance director.
Correct.
Independently.
Independent, so he might be able to.
He might get that.
I believe that he's going to be able to for that reason be able to...
I mean, I hope he knows we're good for it. I can't speak for everybody. I'm pretty sure everybody supports this, yeah. But we just can't vote on it. So, Carnival Committee, Kate, no. Deb, you want to, yeah, go ahead. You want to speak?
It's going on. I don't know.
Yeah, Kate, how many vendors we have? Well, we just had a carnival meeting.
Like seven?
Seven or eight.
No, I think there's more than that.
Wall. We have, the way that the food trucks are this time around is a little different. We're, just pulling it up. Some people are coming
certain days.
We were a little more flexible with that this year. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7.
But we had a nice mixture. There's a nice
11,
mixture.
11 food booths.
Yeah, there's a nice mixture of different foods this year.
There's crafts going on. A couple of crafts. The lady with the pens, and then yeah. We're going to do those stuffed animals.
Yeah, that'll be our tent.
Yes.
Yeah, we got a few sponsors. We're still trying to get more sponsors. Can always use more sponsors. But yeah, it's plugging along. All right, new business. Well, you got to skip this.
Item A.
Yep.
Increase in the Camp Oakdale Pavilion fees. You know, naturally, it seems to me anyway that when people are now, as the season is approaching, you know, contacting your office, Pete, they're not just looking at rentals for the next month or so. They're looking out into August, September,
right,
and so on. Can you totally see to your pants, tell us, based on typical rental activity, what the value of this increase would be if it were to come into effect, say, in the next 30 days or so, looking out over the season?
Yeah, our normal income from rentals mm-hmm. in a year is anywhere between $8,000 and $10,000. Mm-hmm. So currently, or I should say from last year, you rented the pavilion, it cost you $50.
Okay.
You get a $100 deposit, you get $50 back. So we're basically getting it up to $150, which is what was asked from this commission by several councilors and public works, because they're out there cleaning it.
Yeah,
so
public works.
Total seat of the pants. It seems to me that if these proposed increases were to come into effect, say a month from now, over the course of the season, you could be looking at what, $5,000 more, or more than that, perhaps.
Potentially. We already have quite a few applicants.
Assuming normal activities and so forth. Yeah, I mean, you may have some already in and paid for. My point is this, is that, you know, we're looking for money, for example, for different things. Obviously, you've talked about the need being met, perhaps, for the equipment building. But nevertheless, if this increase could result in the generation of $3,000, $4,000, $5,000, $6,000 over the course of the season, if it were acted upon and approved tonight, then, Pete, what do you think of taking the position that, you know, as of whatever date, June 1st or something like that, the fee will increase, you know, contingent upon the commission voting it next month?
Sure, yeah.
And just making sure we have enough people here to do it.
So there's a couple, right, and we've been trying to vote on this for a couple months now.
But I understand, but, you know, that's real revenue generation could be used for things.
But this also brings up discussions on a lot of things, because he did raise the rates this year. We went from $50 last year to $100 this year. Mm-hmm. We voted on that in January. So since January, we've already doubled what we charged last year.
Mm-hmm.
This request to further increase it came from one of the town councilors and John. We spent a lot of money at Camp Oakdale. You know, and they're not looking to recover it, but they were saying, you know, we might have undervalued it. And, you know, one of the things we have to look at is a lot of the town, you know, I think we definitely should look at a towns person renting it and a non-town person renting it. And we should have a completely different fee structure for that.
So maybe what you're saying is that this requires further consideration and discussion.
I think we tend to hash these out, but those are the kinds of things that I think we really need to talk about. And then we also look at the benefit that a lot of our other programs provide for the town at no cost. You know, soccer program, lacrosse, football. They don't pay a dime. And people out there mowing the lawn and putting lines on the fields and cleaning up garbage. But we knowingly do that as a benefit to the town, you know, the kids in town. So we got to look at all that. I think we really need to look at, you know, increasing the rental for out of towners, and we can discuss the rest of this. So it's something I think we got to talk about more.
Okay. Yeah.
I think.
Well, and one of the things about the rentals is that we don't get to keep that revenue that goes into the general fund. So,
yeah. Which is
asking for a few years now that all of the rentals should go into a special revenue account so that when there's a repair to be done at the Camp Oakdale Pavilion or the Small Pavilion or any place like that, the money's taken from that and not the general fund. Because we spent almost $45,000 in special revenue account to fix. There was $30,000 for the construction, then with $5,000 for painting, and then for the bathrooms, and then we had to paint another
electrical work at the pavilion we paid for.
So we're, you know, depleting our special revenue account for programs, but that money for rentals should be going into separate accounts so John can draw from that maintenance fees, or, you know, put up, okay, $4,000 for a pole for a camera. Yeah, you betcha, right there.
What would it take to accomplish that, and what's been the basis for the pushback against it?
The basis for the pushback, I'm not quite sure. I haven't heard anything from anybody why they don't want to do that. I think it's because it's revenue that accounts to help taxes. You know, because it's $10,000 from us. It's a lot of money for us, but in the general scheme of things, I thought that's not that big a deal when you're talking millions of dollars. But every little bit of revenue helps, you know. So if you take the $10,000 out of the general fund, it's going to be replaced by something.
It's not clear to me if there's opposition in principle or if there was something that would need to happen, like an ordinance, for example.
It would be a town council decision for that. Yeah.
Okay.
The second thing, this again is a long outstanding request. Planning and Zoning has asked for someone from Park and Rec Commission to serve on the Plan of Conservation and Development Committee. We're obviously looking for a volunteer for that.
Put your hand up a little.
And I had put on here about proposing a motion to pay for the replacement of the backboard, but we can't do that, and we don't need to do that. So, I don't know if anybody has any questions about any of that. No communications. I'll move to remarks from the public. Remarks from the public. Remarks from the public. Remarks from Town Council Liaison Southard.
I have none.
Okay. Remarks from Recreation Director Bushway.
Nope, silent crickets.
Okay. From the commissioners, John?
I've made all my remarks.
Deb, Rocky, me neither. Okay, motion to adjourn? Oh, we don't have to do that, do we? It is 7:05, thank you. Probably not.